The Mishnah Masechta Bekam Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis teaches us Echad Shor Ve'Echad Kol Behema, that even though certain times the Torah speaks about specific animals, it doesn't mean that only those animals that are mentioned is what the Torah refers to. And therefore teaches us the Mishnah Echad Shor Ve'Echad Kol Behema L'Nefilas Habor, the halachas that we learn in this Masechta, that all animals, if they fall into a pit, the halachas, a bar apply. Ken lafroshes har Sinai. The Torah said that before Maimon har Sinai, all people and all animals should separate themselves from har Sinai. Ken l'teshlumei kefil, as we learn later in the Masechta Perek Meruba, that if somebody steals an animal, he has to pay kefil. The halacha applies to all types of animal. Ken l'shavas haveda, if one finds somebody animal lost, he has to return that animal. It applies to all animals. Ken l'prika, the Torah HaKadosh says, l'sira es chamor achicha ishoyrei, if don't see your brother's donkey or axe noiflim b'derech, falling on the way, v'salamta mehem, and you ignore them, hakim takim imoy. You have an obligation to help lift up that animal. And it's interesting to point out, many Rishonim make this observation. Our Mishnah here speaks about prika. And the Rishonim ask, there's another din in the Torah. The din is not only that one has to help unload animal if it's falling because of its heavy load. The Torah says regarding Tina, helping load the animal, the same halacha. So the Meiri says that indeed, prika and Tina have the same halacha. The Mishnah, when it says prika, includes both. The Tveres Yisroel says it's not the same. Why are they not the same? Because by prika, says the Tveres Yisroel, the halacha is of one seasoned animal not being able to handle its load, We have to help lift the load off the animal. By tea, for free, we have to do what we have to do to help that animal. However, by tiina, the halacha is, you could ask for wages, you could ask for payment. And therefore, our Mishnah only speaks about prika. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchas Ritzach V'Shmiras HaNefesh teaches us, I meet my friend in the street and his animal is collapsing under its burden. Whether the animal is carrying a manageable load, whether it's not carrying a manageable load. Mitzvah of Lifrek HaMasim Aleha. He has a mitzvah to help unload that load. V'mitzvah min HaTorah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Shenema kisirash chamor so'enach ha'ravayetz tachas nasoi v'chadalta ma'azav loy azav tazav imay. Continues the Rambam, it isn't just enough that you should help him unload this burden, and then you should go on leaving him hopeless. You should help him reload the animal. Continues the Rambam in Halacha Yudalet. When the pasuk speaks about a soine, it doesn't mean a non-Jew, it means a Jew. Ask the Rambam, Yisrael, soine Yisrael. How could one Jew hate another Jew? You're not allowed to hate a Jew. Kigon Chirua over Aveira Histerba Vlechosim Rishai. You saw that he did an Aveira. You warned him not to do it, and he still didn't stop. Hareza Mitzvah L'Sonai. There's a mitzvah to hate such a person. Achiyasa Tshuva V'yachsim Rishai. Until he does Tshuva and from his Aveira. Vavpi Shalayasu Dain Tshuva. So therefore says the Rambam, even though he hasn't yet done Tshuva, Hoil Umotsoi Nivel B'masa, but we see him, his animal collapsing from the load. Mitzvah Litan Lifrik Imoi, V'lo Yechenu V'yelich, don't leave him. Shem Yishu B'shvim Amoinoi, maybe he'll be left alone on the road. V'yovel Dei Sekarno. The Torah wants us to care about everyone. They were shoyim, bein tzadikim. Ma'achashem nilvim al Hashem, ma'amina b'ikri adas. So the Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam doesn't in anywhere of his halacha mention the element of tzar bal chayim. And in fact, the Rambam in halacha tests says if the behemoth belongs to an akum, and the load that it's carrying is an akum's, en chayv l'tapabok klal, you're not obligated to do anything, elam shum eva. He says, avam behemoth shel goy, v'amasa shel yisrael, if the animal belongs to akum, and the what it's carrying belongs to a Jew, chayv lifrag l'tam shum tzari yisrael. If the issue with tzar bal chayim, then the halacha should be that it should make no difference who owns the animal. By animal, there's no concept of the animal that's an akum or animal that's yisrael. And the Shulchan Aruch in Chosh Mishpat Simen Resh Ayin Beis Sif Tes and Sif Yud quote the Rambam, and the Bia Gro in explaining the Rambam says because it's the Rambam's opinion that Tzar Bal Chaim is not an Issa Deraisa. The Kesa Mishnah disagrees with this understanding of the Rambam, and the Kesa Mishnah says this distinction that the Rambam is making is only regarding loading the animal. But when it comes to taking off the weight that it's carrying, of course there's always a chiyuv to do so, no matter who's the animal, who owns the animal, no matter what is the package that the animal is carrying. And the reason is because of tsar bal chayim. Dor Sumeach agrees with the Gro's understanding that the Rambam's opinion, and so says the Meches Chinuch and many Mefarshim, that Tzar Bal Chaim is only the Rabbonon, and therefore there's a difference who owns the animal. Drama in Yoribet, however, here in Yoridea, Simen Resh Ayin Beis Sif Tes, Paskins, that Tzar Bal Chaim is the Raisa. And therefore he says that even if the animal and the baggage that it's carrying belong to an akum, even if the akum is not there, we're obligated to take, where there's no concern of Eva, we still have to help unload the animal because of Tzar Bal Chayim. The Shulchan Aruch Rav and Hilchas Ovrei Drachim Tzar Bal Chaim Sif Ches. Sus HaMoshech Ba'Eglish Al-Goy. A horse is drawing a non-Jew's wagon. V'Yigil HaHagvoy, and it comes to a high mountain, or a Derech Molei Psochim, or to a hard road. V'Ein Yochel Limshech L'Vadis HaGol, and it can't push the wagon itself. Efshes HaDoim L'Mitzvah Prika. Says that's included in the Mitzvah Prika. V'Lchei Mitzvah L'Aza Af-L'Goy, even if you see a non-Jew, one has to help, Mishum Ba'at Tzar Bal Chaim, because we need to be concerned for Tzar Bal Chaim. Panyak Agoyas Asus Mak Rabba La'altsoi Limshar Yoyis Mekoychai. We're concerned that the animal's owner will hit the animal, and we have to worry about Tzar Bal Chaim. And says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Kshev Shemitzel Hatz Bal Chaim Tzar Shnaslam Kvar Kgoy Priko. He says that Tzar Bal Chaim includes not only worrying about the animal that's already under stress, Kach Mitzvah Latzilam Mitzar Shodim Oysom Lachshav Kedin Ashloy Kedin. We need to be concerned that a person's going to mistreat his animal, and we have to do whatever it takes to prevent an animal, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, from being mistreated. The Rajva says that if we're learning that the din of Tzar Bal Chaim by animals, and particularly if we're learning, as the Ramah says, because it's Tzar Bal, there's a concern of Tzar Bal Chaim, that's what it's din of Tino Priko, so too is the halacha, certainly by person, that if we see a person needs help, we have to do whatever it takes to unload his tzar. And therefore I saw in the Sefer State Sofim that if somebody sees a car stuck on the road and one has an obligation to help to pull over and help. And if we combine what we learned from the Shulchan Aruch Rav and what we learned from the Rajva, if there's a concern of Tzar Bal Chaim by animals, all the more so there is by human beings. So we certainly have to do whatever it takes to help this person in this situation. However, there's an interesting tshuva for a Moshe Sternberg Shlita in the Shalos Tshuvas, Tshuvas van Hoggis, Chelek Dalet Simen Shin Yudalet. He wants to suggest that what we're discussing here, the mitzvah of Tina Prika, there may be a difference between a person and an animal. He says, an animal did not cause this situation that it should have this heavy burden carrying. And therefore the Torah says, we have an obligation, as we've been discussing, to help the animal out of its stress. However, a human being, he says there may be a difference between the following two situations. In a situation where a person put on himself a manageable load, and then something happened that it becomes impossible for him to go further, or as we just discussed, a person went out driving with his car in a perfectly normal situation, and then something unexpected happened. So there we have, if we have a chiv, as the Rajba says, of tino prika by animal, we certainly have a chiv of tino prika by human being. But if the human being knew deliberately that he's carrying more than he could carry, if he's carrying more than he could carry, or in the example that we're discussing, he went out and he, with a car that really isn't fit for the road, then that may be the difference, he says, between an animal and a person. An animal who wasn't at fault, there'll still be, as we learned in the Mishnah here, of din, of tino prika, by a person who knew what he was doing, there may not be a chiyuv of tino prika. There's a wonderful story from the Alta from Slobodka. One of the Talmidim that learned in Slobodka Yeshiva got married, and not long after he got married, the Alta from Slobodka asked him Do you help your wife on Erev Shabbos? And the Talmud said, of course I do. He says, one of the first halachas in Hilchos Shabbos is the Shulchan Aruch quoting the Gemara, how different Tanoim and Amoraim would do different activities in preparation L'Kovod Shabbos. So the Alter told him, Tzaddik, it's not only because of Kovod Shabbos that you have to help in the preparation of Shabbos. If the Torah, as we're learning in our Shir, says Azov Tazov Imoy, that we have an obligation to make sure that an animal isn't overburdened, we have to worry about Tzar Bal Chaim, so certainly one has to be all the more so concerned about his wife, that she, on Erev Shabbos, has so much to do to prepare Shabbos. So that's included in what we learn now, that we have to think about somebody else.